So I just want to spend a few more minutes, not very long, looking at, in a little more detail, at the verses that Bassem read in Romans, chapter 13, focusing on a couple of key words, the word knowing, the word sleeping, and the word night. So I'll just read those verses again. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envyings, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So the apostle here leads off with this word knowing, and he says, and that knowing. So the first thing that he assumes is that we know the time. Now, this word know, I believe, is an intimate knowledge of. So, you know, we have one word in our English language for know. Greeks had many words, at least two. And so we say things like, how many of you know President Bush? I know President Bush. He said, I know President Bush. How many of you know your mom and dad? We say, I know my mom and dad. Do we mean the same thing? No, we don't. I don't know President Bush good enough to go to him and say, you know what? I need 50 bucks. But I know my dad well enough to say, hey, dad, I need 50 bucks. And I know the answer that he'll give. So here the scripture is saying, we know in our gut the time. And that knowing the time... And what time is it? It is time to awake out of sleep. So any of us who are sleeping, now is the wrong time to be sleeping. What are some of the characteristics of sleeping? We've all been asleep, right? So a couple of characteristics. One characteristic is that some people, when they sleep, they engage in noisome activity. You know what I mean? They snore, right? And the sleeping Christian is a Christian who's engaging in things that are not becoming of the Lord. The second thing that occurs in sleeping is that we don't know what's gone on while we're asleep. There's a story by Rip Van Winkle. Have you ever read that story? A guy who went to sleep, I think, for 20 years. And then when he woke up, things had changed drastically from when he went to sleep. So when we are asleep, we don't know what's going on around us. And consequently, if we were to walk around in our sleep, we would stumble and fall and things like that. And so the Apostle Paul says, being that we actually know the time, it is now high time to awake out of sleep. Why? One, because we know the time, and two, because the Lord is coming. Our salvation is now nearer than when we believed. So I've known the Lord for, I don't know, 30 years or so. I can tell you this, that today the Lord's coming is sooner than it was 30 years ago. And today the Lord's coming is sooner than it was yesterday. So because of those two things, because of the time, and because of the fact that our salvation is nearer than when we believe, we need to awake. If we are asleep, we need to wake up. Now, people generally sleep when? Nighttime, right? And so the Apostle Paul here mentions the night. Verse 12, the night is far spent. What do people do in the night? So we just had hurricane go through New Orleans. Right? And one of the things that if you have television you've seen or you read on the internet, there's a lot of looting and lawlessness. Now, when does most of that looting and lawlessness occur? At night. I read a story about people who were in the hurricane, and they were boarded up in their apartment, and at night, the woman who was interviewed said that she heard people screaming because they were being raped, or people, gunshots going off. At night. The nighttime is when man engages in his worst activities, because men love darkness. And so the time that we live in now is dark time, a time of terrible things. And we as Christians, we have the answer for the world's difficulties. And so it's a terrible thing for a Christian with the answer to be asleep in this particular time. We have the answer for people who are in pain. We have the answer for people who are hurting. What we shouldn't be doing is we shouldn't be asleep. The night is far spent. It's not just like it's been night just today. It's been night since the world has started. From the fall on, it's been night. And that night is far spent because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. And so given that it's far spent, and we can see it every day. You know, when I was young, somebody said to me, you know, when you're almost 50 years old, some guy is going to crash an airplane into a building and kill himself. I would have said, you're nuts. But since that time, we see people strapping bombs on themselves, going into a crowd like this, and blowing themselves up. The night is far spent. There was a time when the death penalty was something that could be used to prevent crime. Not anymore. People kill their family and then shoot themselves. Forget about the death penalty. The night is far spent. And so as Christians, we need to be awake, involving ourselves in the things that our master would have us be involved in, because we have the answer for the world. And as a result, we ought to cast off the works of darkness. If we're involved in things that are displeasing to the Lord, now is the time to end it. We need to rather put on the armor of light. We need to walk. How should we walk? Honestly. Like in the day. During the daytime, you look at people, and they're very, very, if you look at people, you know, in the day, they look like everything's okay. I work in the computer field. I do a lot of traveling. And when I go on trips, my colleagues like to kind of hang out afterwards. You know, they go to the bars and they go drinking and stuff like that. And it's nothing to see them in the day, suit and tie, wonderful people. Get on the phone, talk to their wives. Hey, honey, how are you? Talk to their children. I love you. Afterwards, they go to the bars. They go to strip clubs. In the day, they're okay. At night, completely different people. God says we're not supposed to be like that. We are to walk honestly. Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in those types of things that characterize the flesh.